And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Who am I? Only I'm not just asking me, I'm asking you, you. Who are you, as in who are you, who am I, as in who am I and who are you? Get it? Also, mirror image. That could be tough. You know, there's only one opinion that counts. We'll review that, and we'll close the hour with rebooting that loving feeling.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities.
How many lives? This is your last chance. The God's coming.
Four lights! Anyway, oy vey. Oy vey, if you remember how old that joke is in this show, you're starting to show your age. I'm just saying. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-247-3866. K-Praise, any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just a radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Parts of the Texas coast are bracing for Hurricane Harvey, which continues to grow in power. Corpus Christi Mayor Joe McComb says while the city's evacuation order is not mandatory, if folks don't get out, there will be no one to save them.
I think people are smart enough to make their decisions, and they don't need the government telling them what to do. But at some point in the storm, let me reiterate, there will come a time that rescue operations will cease, and everybody has to go in and protect their own lives.
The storm could be felt throughout Louisiana and Mississippi as well. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landry warns that even if the water pumps were at full capacity, that city could still be flooded.
These rain bands are evidently significant enough that even if the Surgeon Water Board was pumping at 100% capacity, it could threaten the city.
Forecasters said a life-threatening storm surge along with rains and wind were likely as Harvey was intensifying faster than previously forecast. A major hurricane means winds greater than 110 miles an hour. President Trump is continuing to fight for his promised border wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mr. Trump is expecting his border wall to get funding from Congress.
The president has talked pretty extensively about this. He campaigned on the wall. He won on talking about building the wall. And he's going to make sure that that gets done. And he'll continue to fight for that funding and ensure that it takes place.
At a rally Tuesday, Mr. Trump said, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. The United States says at least 16 Americans working for the U.S. government in Cuba suffered symptoms as a result of activity attributed to a covert sonic device in Havana. The diplomats suffered severe hearing loss. This is the first time the U.S. is disclosing the number of Americans affected. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 29 points, the NASDAQ dropped 7. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
A Kentucky church is embracing solar power as a means to help the community and reduce their carbon footprint. This is truth itself. Campton Baptist Church has installed 80 solar panels on the roof of the church, a project sponsored and installed by Sunlight Power, an Ohio-based nonprofit that provides renewable electricity to communities worldwide. Campton's pastor, Gary Connor, sees the project as a way to invest in the community. Connor hopes the solar panels will contribute to educational opportunities in the community, for science classes to take the opportunity to learn about solar energy and observe it firsthand at Campton Baptist. He's also excited to engage the Eastern Kentucky community by sending a message that Campton Baptist takes conservation seriously. And the church desires not only to save on their utility bill, but also put those savings into missions and ministry. The system, which generates 22,000 watts of power, will aid the surrounding community as well. When the church is not using the power, the solar energy will go back into the grid. Over the course of 40 years, the church expects a savings of $120,000. They plan to install a geothermal unit for heating and air conditioning in the future. In addition, the church hopes that by spreading awareness of the use of solar power, more of the generally coal-powered community will take notice, and eventually jobs in solar power will be created in the area. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple of things to let you know. Next hour, Lee Strobel going to be joining us, author of The Case for Christ, a book that he wrote in the, let's see, I think it was the 98. It was a long time ago, and they sold millions of copies. Fascinating guy, because he was not just a journalist, but kind of an attorney as well, legal editor. So it's kind of a fascinating point of view. You'll get to hear that story next hour. He actually did the whole process to prove his wife was wrong about faith. What is it with people that are trying to prove faith wrong? Always end up finding out they were wrong. That reminds me of somebody we know that sponsors this show. What a lead-in that was. And that would be Sam Rasul, who went to Dr. David Jeremiah to prove Christianity was wrong. And then after that meeting many years ago, many decades ago, he came out of there a Bible-believing born-again Christian. That'll teach you right there. Here's the bottom line, though. Sam is involved in real estate. That's the profession he has chosen, recognizing that they're not making any more land. Get it? So he is involved in the stewardship of that land. Now, perhaps you are looking to buy, or you are looking to sell, or you're just considering. Maybe you're renting and thinking of buying. Maybe you own and are thinking of renting. Maybe you're thinking of downsizing. Maybe you're thinking of upsizing. Maybe you're thinking of in and outsizing. I don't know. That'd be the burger. Here's what I am saying. I'm saying that Sam is the person you want to talk to. He does not charge you to have a phone consultation. He does not make you sign anything. He does not require anything written out for you to engage with him and talk to him. He just wants the opportunity to earn your business. He's just asking for the shot, just asking for the opportunity. And if you think about that, that's what most of us want. We want an opportunity to demonstrate and to prove. That's what he's asking for. If you are involved in the thought process of real estate, buying, selling, investing, considering, get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you, it's for Aunt Gertrude, Uncle Myron. I actually had an Uncle Myron. Then we say, send him to Sam. Just like Yosemite Sam would say it. That's how we do it. All righty, let's get into our What's Bugging Me. This is going to be a weird one because it really kind of flows into our talk today. The What's Bugging Me segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. Ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Here's what's bugging me. So yesterday I had a chance to talk to my daughter and my granddaughter on Skype. I will tell you that we have a very close family relationship. This is how close. My Addy bug was looking at the computer, waiting for me to get on the computer, and my daughter took a picture of that and sent it to me and just said, she's waiting. You know, she was just standing there looking at the screen, waiting for us to pop up. I think that's fantastic. That's a great thing. Here's the thing that bothers me. We get on Skype. Skype doesn't, you know, the one-on-one doesn't cost money, da-da-da. They're in Tennessee. I'm in California. You know, it's a really cool thing for us. And I spend the first 12 minutes doing what? Talking to Addie Bug, my little granddaughter, right? Oh, Addie Bug, singing her a song, laughing. She's blowing kisses. Great, great, great. By the time we're done, it's been 10 or 12 minutes of semi-entertaining a little child that's 1.5. I'm getting tired. Now I have to spend 15 more minutes talking to my daughter so that I don't make my daughter feel bad. And what I have not yet figured out is the balance between daughter and granddaughter. You got to talk to the granddaughter first because her attention span is tighter and she has to go to bed. And then my daughter wants to share with me, which I appreciate, and she kind of shares all this stuff with me. But you get to that 35-minute point, no matter who you are, and it's like, it's kind of what you want to do. So what's bugging me? I do not understand the balance between grandparenting and parenting. I would like to be really proficient at both. I have this strong sense or suspicion this may take many years to figure out. If you are not a grandparent yet, I'm just walking you through it. If you're a grandparent for a long time, you're listening to me and laughing at me. You were here once too. Just remember that, okay? All right, let's get into our very first DDD. A little tight on time. We might have to go a minute over or so. This one's entitled, Who Am I?
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt?
All right. Now, what a great song. Robo Producer and I were looking at that. 68 million views on YouTube. Just a couple.
It's pretty adequate.
That's, wow, that's just so many. Anyway, the reason that I bring up Who Am I to be starting off this segment is because in my upbringing, I had very limited father touch. Now, isn't this amazing how this...
That would be two of us.
Yeah, so that's a What's Bugging Me connect between daddyhood and now I'm pulling myself back into the childhood area, and I just had a limited, it wasn't that my dad wanted to be a distant dad, I am just not sure he knew, You know, at first I was mad as you're getting older. But then as you get older and older, you look back and I look at his dad. His dad was, you know, my grandpa. Not a touchy-feely guy.
Well, there's no manual. So yeah, it's like, you know, yeah. Where do you learn this stuff?
Yeah, and they came over from the old country. And in the old country, you know, they didn't see each other for months at a time. So it was a very different process, very limited. Then I had my introduction to Christianity. John 3:16 was a major player in my salvation. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Why that's important is because as you hear that as a young man growing up who doesn't have a father connection, you kind of get this sense that between the father and the son, there is a closeness, and that the son has been given to us because the father's expressing his love. And now you're talking about a relationship with a dad that you and I, if you grew up the way I did, with limited touch, you don't even understand. It's like, what? This is wild. And then the first thing that you vow, and I'll bet your robot producer will agree with this, the first thing you vow is I'll never be a dad the way that my dad was.
I have told myself that over and over again.
Yeah, you just say, no way. I'm going to do it different.
Yep.
You know, my dad was, you know, there were some things he did that were not morally correct. I made that same comment. I'm not going to go that direction. That did not turn me into a Christian at that point. This passage and understanding there was an active relationship between father and son, that's what brought me into the faith and a greater understanding. But there were things my dad was doing I wasn't going to do no matter what. It's like, no, even though I was involved in terrible things, I did not, I believe, commit the same level of immorality my own father did.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes my dad, over the years, as he gets older, it gets worse, but he's just very introverted, very standoffish type of guy. And even though I'm not that way, when I occasionally do it, I kind of smack myself upside the head and say, I told myself, not going to do that.
Yeah. And then you begin to, I think, at first there's maybe a bitterness or an anger that a lot of people do
right.
go through. And then there's a little bit of a feeling sorry for because, gosh, if he'd have had a good dad, then he'd have been a good dad and he'd have been good dad to me. And then I wouldn't be making such a big deal about this, about being a good dad. I mean, it's like a cycle. It's like this thing that kind of revolves. And there is a problem in this. And when we come back, I'm going to kind of deal with that problem at a kind of a unique level, be a lot of exposure to my own feelings, and I hope it doesn't drive you crazy, but that's what we're doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Serve God by serving others.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannon. Dave writes, "My friend Jaime works for a huge international corporation.
In his early days with the company, a man came by his desk, struck up a conversation, and asked Jaime what he did there. After telling the man about his work, Jaime asked the man his name. "My name is Rich," he replied. "Nice to meet you," Jaime answered. "And what do you do around here?" "Oh, I'm the owner." Jaime suddenly realized that this casual, humble conversation was his introduction to one of the richest men in the world. In this day of self-glorification and the celebration of me, this little story can serve as a reminder of Paul's important words in the book of Philippians. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. People who turn their attention to others and not on themselves have the characteristics Paul mentions. When we value others above ourselves, we demonstrate Christ-like humility. We mirror Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. When we take the very nature of a servant, we have the mindset of Jesus. As we interact with others today, let's not look on our own interests alone, but also to the interests of others. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Props to our very own Rover producer filling in for Agent Squires. Very nice.
Welcome, Mitch. Good to be back.
It's always good to have you. We are going to tell you who's sponsoring this segment. And actually, I kind of blame this person for making me so aware of my grandchildren. And that's Steve Wheeler and Coral and Whitefields Ministries. He was the one that told me, no, Dave. Your grandchildren will steal your heart. No. Yes. That's where you want to use the Johnny Carson thing on Steve and say, you know, may the League of a Thousand Camels invade your armpits.
Because you know what's funny, real quickly, I had never heard it or used that ever. And now whenever my kids say kind of something snarky and I want to have a comeback, I always use that.
Isn't that a great line? I think it's a very telling line. I remember seeing that. Here is the bottom line. The bottom line is Whitefields Ministries taking the gospel where I'm not going to go. So I want to support that because I'm not going to go there. But Steve has that calling, that feeling of planting churches in all of these foreign places that have no attachments and support systems. That is brave. It's hard enough to plant a church like in San Francisco, right? Or, you know, somewhere, you know, kind of nutty, like, you know, in some place. But my point is, these are places where they will kill you for your faith that they're planting these churches. And Whitefields Ministry is supporting pastors financially, emotionally, spiritually, and educationally. It's like they're right there helping expand the kingdom of God in the farthest lines of where the kingdom is advancing. I love it. I really do appreciate it. Whitefields.org. Steve's a great man. Something the younger generation knows nothing about. Unless you use them as an example, then you would know that what a great man is. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Pray for them. Steve going to be helping me out in September because I'm going to see my grandkids. Again, I blame him. It's easier. If I just blame him, I can be like Adam and Eve going, she did it. The snake did it. Somebody else did it. It's not my fault. Last thing to tell you, Abounding Grace can be heard here twice daily, 1:30 and 4 o'clock before the show and after. In case you listen to the show and you need ibuprofen, that show is there to help ease your tensions. My show is not for tension easing.
No, this show should be sponsored by Excedrin, even though it's not.
Yeah, right. Correct. You know, and we did
I
have
just
somebody
pop 10 right now.
Yeah, we
no,
had somebody when they did the replays at night. Remember that one? We got that one comment.
4 hours of Spoon. That's a lie.
And then the lady called up and said, "I can't listen to you at night because I used to listen to this other show and it helped me fall asleep, and I can't fall asleep when I'm listening to that guy." That's the best compliment anybody could ever. It's funny. Come on. All right, let's talk about, we've been talking about limited father touch, introduction to Christianity. I want to talk about this, taking this to this next level. Do not get mad about this next sound play. I requested it, but that's because it has a connection. Go ahead. Man in the mirror, and you're going to sit there and say, well, what? Because it's apropos for what I'm talking about. That's why. So we were talking in the last segment about a limited father touch upbringing, having kind of a maybe a distant relationship with your dad. Some people even have that distant relationship even with a mom. I mean, it's really – it's all about authority figures in your life. Okay? My mom was the best mom. My dad was not the best dad. It's just kind of an easy way to put it. Now, the problem is when you go into Christianity and you start hearing these things about the Father, you're sitting there thinking, oh, like, this is great, this is great, this is great. But inevitably, it eventually, you know, it doesn't matter. It happens.
Is there Can you talk, Dave?
No, not really. It really takes place. You start to, unfortunately, tag. You know how we tag things? You tag God with the wrong images of your upbringing. It happens. You can tell me all day long it doesn't happen. I can talk to you, and in 5 minutes I can find it. It doesn't matter if I never met you before or not. Wouldn't matter. Because at some point in some authoritative context, our image of God has a tie to authority figures. It might be, in most of us, it's fathers. Some people it can be mothers. It can be pastors or, you know, spiritual leaders growing up. It can be general authority figures. But there is a tie to God and earthly people. Unintentional though it may be, it still exists. Now, what's the problem with that? And the problem with that is simplistic. I'm going to give you a simplistic answer as to the problem with that. Humanity is not basically good and then has some evil. And in fact, what we find out directly from Jesus, contrary to all the people that speak on television and radio, Jesus said, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. So Jesus goes, no, you're not mostly good and somewhat bad. You're mostly bad and sometimes good. And that's where people get it mixed up. Well, the problem with that is when you tie mostly bad and somewhat good to God, you just messed up the true image of God. So the big problem there is the devil uses that because he's not a dummy. He works you, so to speak. You ever get worked on by a salesman? Yes, you have. Yeah. Even if your kid goes, come on, I'll clean the room. Take me to McDonald's. That's a salesman right there. You don't even know it. You're being sold. That's how good it is. Yeah. Well, you think that the devil doesn't know how to do that? Really? And he works us on the image of God so that we attribute to God a less than perfect parent. And then we struggle in our relationship with God. Get it? Get why he does that? Because if you struggle in your relationship with God and you keep a safe little place of distance and you're not entirely close to God, well, then you're keeping yourself safe. But guess what? He's keeping you disconnected. How genius is that of a plan if you really think about it? Here's my point. My point is that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the things that he tries to destroy is your imagery or understanding of God. And in doing that, have you pull back. God doesn't pull back from you. You pull back from God. We've said it 1,000 times. If there's a problem between the pipe between heaven and earth, it's not clogged on heaven's side. Have you noticed that things that are in a pipe tend to go down? It's clogs at the bottom. It's like, uh-oh, where the little elbow joint is. Like, uh-oh, where we have our little elbow bent out of joint. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's like all us. And so what we need to do is be able to be honest enough, look in the mirror and go, oh, I'm putting on to him what I'm putting on from these other people, what I'm probably putting on to myself. Ouch. When we come back, we're going to see what God has to say about that directly through Jesus Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
A Kentucky church is embracing solar power as a means to help the community and reduce their carbon footprint. This is truth itself. Campton Baptist Church has installed 80 solar panels on the roof of the church, a project sponsored and installed by Sunlight Power, an Ohio-based nonprofit that provides renewable electricity to communities worldwide. Campton's pastor, Gary Connor, sees the project as a way to invest in the community. Connor hopes the solar panels will contribute to educational opportunities in the community, for science classes to take the opportunity to learn about solar energy and observe it firsthand at Campton Baptist. He's also excited to engage the Eastern Kentucky community by sending a message that Campton Baptist takes conservation seriously. And the church desires not only to save on their utility bill, but also put those savings into missions and ministry. The system, which generates 22,000 watts of power, will aid the surrounding community as well. When the church is not using the power, the solar energy will go back into the grid. Over the course of 40 years, the church expects a savings of $120,000. They plan to install a geothermal unit for heating and air conditioning in the future. In addition, the church hopes that by spreading awareness of the use of solar power, more of the generally coal-powered community will take notice, and eventually jobs in solar power will be created in the area. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I'd tell you about the weather, but it's, you know, not something worth shouting about right now.
I don't know if you have done this in a while since I haven't been on the show. Have you done traffic reports lately in my, you know, I want to see if you still got it. How many yellow cars are on the road right now?
Well,
Dave?
Here's the problem. The problem is since you were doing the show, they put up another building in the visual. So now, in order for me to see it, I almost have to go like all the way down Mira Mesa Road to be able to see something. And so for right now, I can tell you traffic looks like a lot of buildings.
Well, that's very helpful.
That's what it looks like. We do something different, though, since you've been gone. We do a night report for the weather.
Ooh.
So we'll say, like, the weather today, maybe not that sunny. And then if you're listening to this on a replay, the weather is dark.
Moon, it's half full tonight.
That's all. That's all we got.
Well, all amps are louder. Because, you see, ours, normally, an amp goes from 1 to 10.
Then you miss me.
But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up, they're louder.
That's from the vault. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, we got quite the collection.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. Two things. Cape Ray's app, it is free still, against my better judgment. Go to your app store, type in KPRZ. You can get it for free. Also, the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, October 5th at City View Church. It is sponsored, by the way, by Church Design and Construction and San Diego Christian College. Keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Can't wait to see him. Looking forward to that. And a great opportunity to go to KPRZ.com. And do not tell me you did not have fair warning, because you have had fair warning, the best I can give. All right. We are going to go into this next segment. Now, it's true. We don't have a sound on this, right? So we have this one. Okay. We have kind of discussed, you know, the limited family intimacy, like a limited father touch upbringing. And there's many people out there that can relate to that. And some people have that with their mom. They have the exact opposite thing going on. I didn't have that. Robo producer didn't have that. We both had limited father touch, more of a mom who was on the spot kind of mom. Yep. Versus the dad. And what I talked about was the understanding that in some capacity, not on purpose, but in some capacity, we will tie our earthly authorities to God in some area. Not in every area, but in some area there will be some ties. It could be reliabilities. It could be in listening. You know, it could be in all these different realms that you went through, that if you didn't think that your parents were doing that to you, you might have some difficulty when you're carrying that over into the Lord. And it's not an excuse. This is not, let's excuse our little inner child, and our little inner child is saving us from all this stuff because really none of it's our fault. You know, that really works good maybe once. And then after that, it's time to put on your big girl and your big boy pants and grow up and just go, okay, I got to own this. Because you're never going to get past it if you sit there and whine about it. You just have to recognize it, look at it in the mirror, and go, I got to do it.
You know, the sad thing is, like, it took me, I mean, I'm 41 now. Dave, it took me into my mid-30s to actually start to realize that.
Yeah, and once you do, I think it's the most appropriate thing is to go, okay, I'm going to have to do better.
Yep.
So, this is not, you know, and the enemy's going to sit there, and he's, of course, he's going to beat on you. He has a job to do. I know people don't like to hear it that way. But you know, he asked permission to touch Job. He had to ask permission to touch Peter. So you have an Old and New Testament reference to Satan having to ask permission. The demons had to ask permission to go into the pigs. There is a permission-based system. The thing that people never seem to talk about is that God seems to give that permission. So you better get on board and figure out what's going on here. The bottom line, though, is that we need to kind of take ownership of stuff like that, because we, you and I, are not strangers to the truth. And because you're not a stranger to the truth, because you've had upbringings that are based on humanistic principles and people are not basically good and somewhat evil. No, people are evil with some good. And when it talks about being made in the image and likeness of God, you can come up with all the stuff you want. But if you want to keep it in biblical context, in Genesis, it has to do with rulership. But, you know, to get mad at me later, just look at it and you'll see it's right there, plain as can be. So what we need is the truth to be able to help ourselves examine ourselves, to make sure we're not giving areas over to the enemy, or we're not wallowing in the mire, or we're not knocked down and laying on the ground going, I can't get up. It's like, you get up. Seven times a righteous man falls, seven times he gets up. So what is the truth? Aha, aha. John chapter 17, verse 26 is the truth.
You want to know the truth? Here's the truth. Jesus said, I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. You want to know what the true truth is? The love that the Father has for the Son is the love the Father has for you. Uh-oh. Dave, that I can't fit that in my theological box. Get a new box. Nobody cares. All right? Here's the bottom line. Jesus, in his entire prayer in John 17, talks about us grasping the love that is towards us that comes from God using the illustration of the love that the Father has for the Son. And that's the love he has for us, and that's the love he wants in us. And everybody's like going, but my dad didn't listen. Time to grow up, Pinocchio. I mean, that's enough. I'm not a real boy. I mean, it's like, come on. There's a point where you just like go, all right, I got to own this. This is like getting ridiculous. Because your inferiority feelings, though they are yours, are not greater than the proclamation of the King of the universe. And they have to be subjected to the truth of the King of the universe. God loves you passionate in agape love, passionate in sacrifice to the level where he sacrifices his only son. I just can tell you right now, one time I was reading that, I think it was like 2 years ago, and I was thinking, would I sacrifice my, I have two boys and one girl, would I sacrifice any of my children for anybody that I know, including my best friend in the world, my wife, who's my absolute, like, rock as a human being. But would I give up any of my kids and their well-being for her or anybody else? You don't think so. I mean, I just don't think I would do it. I just, you know, I'd just be like, oh, well, you're, you know, 20-some-odd years older. You've had a nice life. That would be my rationale. That's the level of love that God has for you and I. Didn't give it a second thought. It was his plan. Wow. So how much does he love you? So far superior to humanity's capacity of love. And he loves you. And I do want to make this point. I'm going to use the scripture in just a second. But he loves you. Oh, he loves everybody. Nope. Pretty much Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, so nope, doesn't work that way. But you he loves. Galatians 2:20, watch this. I have been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul easily could have said gave himself for us, but he didn't. People say, well, if you were the only person, Jesus would have died for you. That is 100% correct based on Galatians 2:20. He gave himself for you individually. Now that is real love. And all of that polluted love, well, it's polluted. That's like the nicest thing I'd say about it is it's dirty, right? The love that God has for you is genuine, everlasting, always refreshing, and always available. So why don't we operate in that? Aha! I'm going to answer that question when we come back because there is an answer why we don't operate in that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got faith of the heart.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Let me ask you a question. Do your children know they're travelers?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey on Thursday, August 24th.
I was raised in a Christian home. My parents stressed the importance that God has given us this life and that we should use it for Him, that our focus should be on eternity and that we live for the future.
I believe that one of our main jobs as parents is to teach our children that this world isn't our home and that we really are on a journey. We need to teach our children to travel lightly and to jettison anything that weighs us down. Here's what I mean. All of us as Christians are, well, we're traveling through life with heaven as our final destination. But as the songwriter Rich Mullins put it years ago, the stuff of earth competes for the allegiance I owe only to the giver of all good things. That's right, you know. We can become distracted and weighed down by sin and the worries of this world. Instead, let's train our children that life has a purpose beyond the here and now. One final thought. Why don't you set aside some time tonight to talk to your children about traveling lightly? And if they're old enough, you might even consider sending them on an overseas missions trip to a third world country. Talk about gaining a better perspective on life. I promise you, that'll do it. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Throughout the show, I couldn't figure out why my headset was going a little bit in, a little bit out, so I was hitting it on the little button here. I was hitting it. And it turned out it wasn't plugged in at the base. Always good to have your headset
plugged in.
Yeah, I like that. I used to watch that IT show, and then people would call the IT section, and then he would always go, "Is the power on?"
I used to work with a person. They used to be at a certain company, not going to mention the company, not going to mention the person. She would call IT. IT would go over there and, "Oh, I need help with my computer." And he would look down and it wouldn't be plugged in.
It's like, yeah, got to have a little bit of electricity to make
just
some
a little
of those
bit.
Things. Just a little bit. All right. So we have been discussing, and I think appropriately, I can talk. So how Christianity has, for some of us, been, you know, it is the relationship of our existence, but we sometimes bring into our Christianity some warpedness, new word, warpedness from our past relationships with people regarding authority, people that maybe we will attribute to God, a negative attribute that a person in authority might have had. So, for example, if you had a dad that never listened to you, then you might be praying and think God doesn't listen. I mean, it's not really a complex jump or anything, but it is not an excuse to say, oh, well, you know, that's fine. I can just, you know, I can just think that way and have that incorrect process regarding the Lord. No, you can't. You can't for multiple reasons, not the least of which is it hurts you most. You're not hurting God. You're hurting you. And the only one who wants you to have that messed up is the devil. You don't want it messed up, and God doesn't want it messed up. Who's that leave? The devil wants to mess that up. So he, you know, there might be some image problem you have, and you kind of attribute it to God. And because you don't clear it out with the truth, it just kind of hangs out there. And then the devil just kind of magnifies, puts a light on it, you know, puts a little warm fire by it. Look, look at this. Look, oh, isn't it cool to look at the fire? Look, oh. And we're like, oh, it's like a train wreck. And we just look at it. Instead of getting rid of it. Well, we need to get rid of it because we need to understand that that love that God has for us is so vast, it is on the equal par that the Father feels regarding the Son. If you're not sure about that, I plead with you to read John 17 and read the prayer word by word, especially John 17, 26, where Jesus gives a clear indicator that he wants us to have the understanding and the love that exists between the Father and the Son in our lives so we can understand the love the Father has for us. John, in his epistle, makes that same reference just by saying we are loved by God, and that's why we're called the children of God. And then we talked about Galatians 2:20, where we find out that there is an individuality to this crucifixion process, and that if you were somebody by yourself who had done something wrong, well, Jesus died not just for the multitude, but for you as an individual. Galatians 2:20, where Paul uses the phrase me three times in one verse. Well, there's no mistake there. He knows what he was doing. He's got it going. So what is that ultimate key in us making sure we keep the flow, making sure we keep it connected to God? And I'm going to give you that answer because there's a very specific answer to staying connected to the love of God. So specific, it's incredible. First, I want you to hear this song.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
is what a lot of people think. They think the honeymoon's over, lost that loving feeling. Guess what? Romans chapter 5, verse 5 has a response. You think? Yeah. Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he's given us. What? What? God has poured out his love into our hearts. What, is that where your feelings are? Into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Here is what is crucial, which is crucial with a grieving the Holy Spirit in our walk, which means to make sad, which means behavior that is going to be contrary to God. Quenching the Holy Spirit in our walk, which means we are restricting the flow of the Spirit of God in our lives. Those two sins reduce our capacity to understand and engage with and believe the love that God has for us. And it separates us from that wondrous connection. It doesn't separate us from God loving us. It separates us from us grasping it. God's going to love you no matter what. It's just whether or not the pipe that you're operating with is all clogged up so you can't figure out the flow. And God pours that love out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Clog the Holy Spirit. Clog your, not God's, your touch. Oh, he loves you no matter what. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Nothing in the past, nothing in the present, nothing in the future. But you can become distant to its connection in your own mind, even though it's a lie. That's why you don't grieve the Holy Spirit. That's why when the Lord's working on you, you go, okie dokie. Yes, sir. Amen. Righteous. Let's do it. All of that. Get it? Got it? Reboot that love and feeling, making sure you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, they are the sons of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. We'll be back. Lee Strobel on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
In his hands, I'm changing to a servant of God. All I've got is all he needs.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.